What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Do you know, one of the most heartening reports to come through in the last, well, couple of weeks, actually, was from a lady called Gina Court. There are all sorts of reports coming in from people in isolated parts of the Cape saying, nobody's been here. We've got nothing. It's catastrophic. And when is it going to end? When are we going to see anything on the horizon to give us a hand? And Gina came on the program and said, my God, you can't just ignore these calls. She said, I can't anyway. So she put out a call for people to make some things available. She'd organise some transport and get those things up there. I mean, it's particularly when it came to tools and things like that, they were desperate for up there. And had virtually nothing, and there just wasn't enough help, apparently, in some of those areas to go around. In fact, in some isolated areas, no help at all. So I think a whole lot of people said, what a gutsy lady this is Gina, and she got a really encouraging response. I understand it was the Holloways Hub particularly were absolutely generous and energised with that call going out. Now, she's on the line. I don't know where. She just put a call through to the studio, and here she is now. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, and once again, congratulations on your courage and your ability to get out there and get the message across about those who just fundamentally haven't been getting anywhere near enough assistance up there. What's the latest?
Oh, they're still totally forgotten, but we have got DRA up there now. So they've got, last I spoke to Ben, actually I haven't asked him how many men he's got on the ground now, but I know he's had more coming in. The last report that I had on the number of men, they've got about 14 up there. And they're finally going into Dagara. He was very excited this morning to say, Gina, we're finally into Dagara. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness, because they're the ones that were hit really, really badly. So they have got some relief up there, but it's not enough. I was doing the run around this week to try and find machinery to go up and clear the driveways because some people still don't have access to their properties. This is 4 weeks later, mind you. But I was assured by Cookshire that they actually started clearing some driveways the last couple of days. So hopefully I've given them another couple of addresses and hopefully they'll get to that very shortly. And we're on the way up with another four-wheel drives with just friends of mine, and we've got Malcolm Roberts in tow because he wanted to come up and have a look. I rang Malcolm and said, what do I do to help these people? Mm. So he's jumped on board. He donated some money for me to buy them some things, and he's jumped on board to come up and have a look so that he can actually yell at the government and go, why on earth is this 4 weeks later?
Yeah.
And they're sitting here like this. Mm. So it's hopefully we might be able to make some noise and get them the help they need, but it's going to be a long road, John. This is a long road. I've been doing this. This has been my fourth trip up with the convoys that I've put together through friends and family, but it's a long road.
Paint a picture of the experience on that long road. What do you have to put up with? What sort of challenges are there along the way?
I'll give you an idea. Last week we drove a gentleman called Noel. He came with us and it was the first time that he'd seen his son's house. His son hasn't been able to get there and they hadn't seen the house yet. I didn't know what I was driving into. I actually hadn't seen the photos and we drove into his property. Mm. The house is completely flattened and the roof is sitting on a flattened house. So basically on the ground is the roof. There's nothing. There is nothing left. Mm. Absolutely nothing. We've got guys up here trying to get their own machinery just to keep the driveway, their own driveways and the neighbours' driveways clear just so they can get in and out. Mm. I get messages from people every week. Can you pick up some groceries and bring it up? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can we have this? We're missing lights, mozzie coils. They haven't got wheelbarrows and shovels and rakes and squeegees. So they've sort of been told in the past they need to clear the mud before the rural fire brigade could help them, or they needed to get everything out of the house and start at least getting it out. But, John, they didn't have any tools to get it out.
Yes, exactly.
So the whole thing has been an absolute minefield of bureaucratic BS, and when you're trying to help people, it's ridiculous. We had a team that could have gone in there 3 weeks ago, self-funded, and it was actually the government that held them up. They were self-funded and ready to go, and they're professionals at what they do. They didn't ask any help from the government. We were told to get waste management programs in place. It was like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
So it has been a minefield.
Can you paint a picture also, well, what's underfoot, the uncomfortable conditions, temperature and humidity-wise, the smell, etc. How daunting is all of that?
Well, whilst the smell's not too bad, like it's not the smell, but the constant rain, like there's, we've been watching the river all morning. We were due to leave at 6 o'clock this morning, but we watch McLeod River all the time, so we wait for reports. The reports don't actually keep us up to date, so then we start talking to people on the ground to stick it in. But I had messages last night with a guy out there, Anthony, and he just said, Gina, the mud. He said, the smell of the mud. So I guess when they're living in it every day, they're smelling it. I don't, because I go in and I do my deliveries of stay the day. But I guess when you're living in it, that smells obviously very bad. They're just sick of being wet and damp, and they don't have air cons to be able to dry anything out. So Everything's just staying damp all the time. Yeah. But this constant rain is shocking, and with what they've got coming forward in the next couple of weeks, it's monsoon. I don't know what's going to happen up there, John. I really don't.
How the hell do they keep their hopes up? I mean, they must be suffering depression as well.
Oh, the mental health up there is so bad. It is so bad. They need help in every sector. Medical, mental health, supplies, the whole lot. But you know what? I'm just glad I can go up there and give them a hug and tell them I won't stop. It does give them a little bit of hope.
Yeah. Now, if there was something you'd like to get out there today to people who are moved by what you've had to say, what would it be? What sort of assistance could people lend in your efforts up there and the efforts of those who are working with you?
Well, I thought about trying to put men on the ground up there and putting a team together to go up and help the DRA and give them more people, but the issue with that is accommodation, and that's always going to be an issue up there.
Mm.
The biggest thing I could suggest is just help us help them. Donations, whether it's Bunnings vouchers or Cairns Hardware vouchers or local trading supplies vouchers. A lot of the local businesses have donated so much because we've had all the floods there as well in Machens and Holloway. But that sort of doesn't help me help the people up there. So any vouchers, I've had cash donations, which allows me to buy the other things I can't buy from those stores. I mean, basically, I come back every week and I get a list from there to put together of what they need. So I stick to that list because storage is an issue. But, you know, not always can you. A lot of them are corporations, so a lot of that is really difficult to get donations from because they've helped so many. Mm. Any donations or vouchers that we can actually spend on the items they need is muchly appreciated.
Mm. God, you've got an amazing passion, Gina Court, an amazing passion and compassion, I've got to say, for these victims up there. It's absolutely remarkable. You set a standard for the rest of us.
When you see what they're going through, John, you can't turn your back. I mean, I think I said to you before I came up, because I've got family up here, I was only focused on that family the first trip I did. But then you see what everyone's living in, you can't turn your back on that.
Mm.
You just can't. I can't go back home and turn my aircon on at night and think everything's okay.
Mm.
It's just, it's not okay. They've got very, very limited help on the ground. So for me, it's just being human. I mean, this is what we should be doing in life, you know, just helping each other out, especially when they've got none.
Well, I think you're absolutely wonderful, and congratulations on what you're achieving there. Stay in touch, Gina. I think a lot of people are tuned into what you're saying because you're painting a picture in words. It's horrific, but it's important for all of us to be in touch with what our fellow Australians, fellow Queenslanders are enduring up there. Thank you.
That's all right. Pleasure, John. Thank you.
Isn't she wonderful? She's at Courthouse Realty, but much more importantly, she's stepped forward here. When there was a vacancy, when there was a call for assistance, she's not a trained rescue worker, she's not a charity worker, she just saw there was a need and stepped in to fill the void. Her name is Gina Court.